Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. Fly away. Yeah.
Want to get away?
If you do, we're here as part of our engagement process, keeping your mind busy. Thoughts of travel, where to go, where not to go, advice from the best. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guides at Frommer's.com joins us with a focus on Europe, amongst other things, just a moment.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you want more kids? Well, probably the question I hear most is, Dr. B, how long should I wait between child number one, two, three, four, or more? Here's the developmental science of it.
It's a family.
The ideal time space between children is 4 years. Space them out in a 3 to 4 year interval, and here's what happens. First, they don't compete. Each child is in a qualitatively different stage of childhood, and each day is in his or her own world. The next reason is financial. If there's 4 years difference between the sibs, one's in high school and one's in college, and you're not paying two tuitions at once. What's the cheap psychological trick? 3 to 4 years difference between kids turns the elder into a true big brother or sister, and it will make your home so much easier to run. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Quarter Shuffle. Slide quarters as close to the center target as possible. This app just proves anyone can develop an app, even idiots.
Call me an idiot!
Quarter Shuffle.
Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, let's get started here with an overview of some travel news. 55 past the hour, Doug Steffen with Pauline Frommer, who comes from the Frommer family, the travel guides, Frommers.com, been around for a long, long time, do superb, fabulous work giving people ideas from their website. You can find out what's going on every week, where to go. Some beautiful pictures of Ireland I see on your website this week, Pauline.
Yes, we're spotlighting the natural beauty of Ireland this week, which isn't hard to do.
No,
you
it's
just
a great place.
Go there with a camera,
right,
I think, and,
yeah. Fabulous.
And just take a photograph. The thing we always try and tell people about Ireland is the lesser known spots tend to be the more interesting. A lot of people go to Ireland and think they should go to the Ring of Kerry. The only reason they've heard of the Ring of Kerry is that's the only road in the country that has both sea views and is wide enough for tour buses.
Mm-hmm.
So go to the Ring of Kerry, you're going to be stuck in a traffic jam. So we would say that's the only part of Ireland to avoid.
One of the things I love wonderfully about the British Isles in general, but Ireland still has more. You can go to many places in England and still find those one-way, one-lane roads in the country, but you find lots of them in Ireland. It's a great thing. It's sort of a throwback to when I was much younger, liking it was when I first started going. It wasn't, 15 years after the end of World War II. So speaking of that, I saw the news media is always not our friend. Terrorism, here's the headline. Terrorism continues to scare away visitors from Europe. Well, I think we were talking about that last week, the phenomenon of what's happened in Paris or from Brussels and that sort of thing. So a lot of hotels and restaurants are talking about how much of a slump they're in. This is an opportunity more than anything else, isn't it?
If you want to go to France right now, the occupancy rate at hotels is down a good 25%.
Yeah.
They've had to drop prices in order to compensate. You combine that with the fact that the euro is at a 20-year low against the dollar, and you have incredible bargains, particularly in France, particularly in Belgium, two countries people are more nervous about, but also in Ireland, also in Spain, Portugal, Italy. There's never been a better time to go to Europe, I think.
You know what I find interesting? Also, a lot of people, no matter what the news media said, have traveled to the Olympics. I was talking to one of my colleagues that works with me on the air, who's on his way to Columbia yesterday, and the plane from Washington to Miami was loaded with people who were going to change in Miami for Rio. There are plenty of people in Rio, I think. I don't know where they're staying. But a lot of cruise ships apparently went into Rio to act as hotels close by.
Yeah. I mean, the dirty secret about the Olympics is all of the countries buy up blocks of rooms, and they never fill them all. So if you want to go to Korea, it's probably too late for Rio. Yeah. Just go at the last minute. I've done that for China, and I did that for London, and it worked like a charm.
Check out the advice, Frommers.com. Pauline Frommer here with us.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.